So whenever he makes a shechita on a korban, he since there's a mitzvah kabbalah right after that, you have to make sure that the vridim, those are the blood vessels by the neck, you have to make sure the blood vessels themselves go into the kli. And Rashi says, so if she said vridim secha kli, then you have a kabbalah me'apar shapir. That's the way you make a good kabbalah from the par. Right, that's what Gemara says inside the kli, lav dafka. So yes, that's impossible. Hello, al adresh a perkli means right on top of the kli. So now the blood will fall right into the kli. That's the way you're supposed to make the kabbalah. Then make sure the veins there are leading directly into the kli. That's called vridim secha kli. It manam, we also learned like this. Omar Rav Asi, Omar Rav Yechanan. Vridim, that's the blood vessel by the net, by the makom hashchita, sarach sheyiru aver kli, they have to see the aver, the space of the kli itself. That's what they have to see. And again, the Rashi learns lav dafka, really it has to be inside the kli. It just means it should be near the kli. It should be like above the kli itself. And Rashi learns the pshat is again that it has to be a kabbalah from the par itself. Remember the brisker of and the diet from the Rambam is mashma, not like this. The Rambam is mashma that Yimamish have to hold the region and make sure that they go into the mizrach itself. And it's also mashma from the Rambam, it's not the pshat because it has to be a kabbalah mi par itself, but rather the pshat is in a kol damai. As we say, you have to make a kabbalah l'chitlam, all of the blood, so in order to make sure all of the blood goes inside the mizrach, you would have to hold the vridim, these veins, that it should go straight into the kli itself. Now, bo yimine rabasi mirab yechanan, rabasi has a question from Yechanan like this. What's going to be hoyim the kabbal? The kohen was about to make the kabbalah sadam, but the dam is already coming out of the neck. And he's holding now the kli to receive the blood. The niftachu shule mizrach, and the bottom of the kli opens up, like the bottom of this kli of his basin falls off. Rashi says shule mizrach means kakirisoi. The bottom of the kli falls in. Now it's like a hollow kli. Actually, he gia dam liaver, before the dam even came into the aver of the kli. What's the locha mao? What's the locha? Is this called the good kabbalah or not? So in other words, when the dam already left the neck of the animal, it's coming down, it's above the kli, but it's about to fall into the kli. But right before it comes into the kli itself, the bottom of the kli breaks. The shaila is this called the good kabbalah or not? So the shita right away is medayik, mashim of the kli did not break until the dam first came inside the like walls of the kli, then it would be kosher. Once it comes inside the walls, that's considered a kabbalah in the kli, and even though the bottom caves in and the blood falls straight through, it would have been considered a kabbalah in the kli. But here the shaila is, even before the dam reaches the sides of the kli, the bottom, the floor of the kli, falls in. So what's the halacha now? Avir shein soifel anuach kemunach dami, or loy kemunach dami. Like right now it's in the space, it's in the avir on top of the kli. But it's soifoy to go into the kli. But over here it's worse because there's no bottom to the kli anymore. That's called soifo, it's ein soifel anuach. It's not going to end up to rest in the kli. True, this dam is going to fall straight through the kli, or go straight through it. But it's not going to rest. Rashi says, "We're going to have it in this case." Shasidin shul of lipol, ach lo yaniach. Like the bottom of the kli is going to cave in, fall in before the blood reaches it. So therefore, is this considered a hanoch or not? That's the lashon of avir. Shein tzeifo nuach, kemunach dami. Can we still consider it as if lemaisa? If this blood is supposed to go through the kli. So we consider it even though it's above the kli, but like before, even though before it reaches the doifne kli, but since it's on top of the kli, it's also maybe considered like a bimunach there. So it's considered like there is hanoch in the kli even before it breaks through. By like kemunach dami, maybe no, since this blood lamaisa is never going to end up to rest in the kli, so we cannot consider it now when it's above the kli as if it's resting in the kli. And so this dam never had a kabbalah b'kli, therefore be possible. That's the shaila in such a case. Is this considered a kabbalah or not? Now Rashi says, and the Tzata says that it's kosher, So the pshat should be, it's like you made a kabbalah in the kli, and then the dam spills out onto the ritzpo. So in such a case, we'll see later, you're allowed to collect the dam again and put it back into a kli. So that here the pshat is, when the dam just falls straight through the kli and falls onto the floor, what you'd have to do is pick it up again and put it back into another kli sharus. But our kol ponim, it's not considered like the dam went straight onto the floor, but since it went through the kli sharus, maybe that's considered that there was a kabbalah in the kli. That's the Shalom the Gemara. And this is what Shabbasi is Rav Yechon. So Amalei, Rav Yechon said back to him, listen to me, so we learn like this. Chov Yishem Munacha, Tachas HaZinuk, we have this barrel, that's standing, that's sitting, Munacha, Tachas HaZinuk, underneath a gutter. Now Rashi explains that a Zinuk is, as a tinu, part of a gutter, HaMakaleach Mayim Mehar Zokuf, Vakiluach Mekletem Rochet. In other words, it's like a stream of flow from a well water. A live stream of Mayim Chaim is running off the cliff like, and there's this gutter like throwing the water off the cliff, and the water is coming down, and on the bottom now there's a chovius, there's a barrel there. Now the locker is, once the water would come into the barrel, so now that the water is in the barrel, it's like shuvim, it's not called Mayim Chaim anymore. This water will not be kosher to be used for the mechatas, for the paraduma. So the question is though now, when the water is falling down and it's on top of the kli, is it kosher or not? So it sounds like this. The locker is again that chovius, a barrel, shemanacha tachat hazinik. It's sitting underneath this flow of water coming down from the mountain. So mayim shebetoichoi, any water that's inside this barrel already, or else for shebechutza, even though it didn't reach the barrel yet, it's on top of the barrel. But as long as it's on top of the avar, on top of the ear of the barrel, shebechutza lo psulin, it's possible to use for the mechatis. Why? Even though this water did not reach the kli yet, but since it's soifoi, even though it's above on the ear, but since it's soifoi, the end is it's going to end up in the chavis, we consider it right now like it landed inside the chavis. And therefore this water is not called Mayim Chaim, and it's not called live water. It's water that already reached the kli, and therefore it's possible for Mechatis. What's going to be Tziruf Piyo Lezinuk? In other words, you put the mouth of the barrel itself all the way up to the top of the gutter where the water is running out. So there's no avir, there's no like air that's fell down on. Just the water is coming straight from the zinuk, straight from the gutter, straight into the kli. Then the locher is like this. Mayim shebetoichad sulam. The water that already reached the barrel that's inside the barrel, that's posel. It's called already with posach yusim. It's not called mayim chayim anymore. That's called mayim, like mechunasim. That water is posel to be used for the mechatis. But the shebechutzalo, the water that's on top that did not reach the barrel itself, even though it's soifay to go down into the barrel, but since Lamaisa right now that water is still in the tinur, it's still in the zinuk, I mean it's still in the gutter of the well water, so the water is still considered attached right to the well, therefore ksherim, therefore the water is kosher. The chal is not called seifu nuach, it did not leave the zinuk. Our shalu is when the water leaves the gutter and now it's in the air coming down, flying down, since it's oimid, it's seifu, the end will end up in the chavis. So you see here, it's considered like it's in the chavis already. But the water that's on the gutter, that's still considered attached to the, like, to the mayin, that's still called mayin chayin. So I call upon him, we have a raya, mayin, shesayif lanuach, is kemunach dami. So Chuy wants to say in our case also, the Gemara says, no, what's one have to do with the other? Hai mai, what's one have to do with the other? Hai mai, boy mine yoho shalavasi, yefagirch in the shalom, boy mine avir, shein sayif lanuach. Your shayla was where the bottom of the kli broke, and now the blood is going to go straight through the kli. It's not going to end up resting in the kli itself. That was our shayla. Is that still considered like it's munach in the kli or not? If so, what are you bringing me a proof of kaposhet le'avir she'sef le'nuach? And you're bringing me a proof here from the water that's flowing down the mountain that's going to end up inside the chavis. Here, when the water comes in the chavis, it's going to stay there. Here, it's considered water, mayim, it will end up resting there. So maybe here it's better. Since when the water reaches the chavis, it's going to stay there and rest there. Here it's considered kemunach dami. But maybe Rav Asi's shayla, where the bottom of the chavis broke already, So when the dam comes into Chavis and it goes straight through, it's not going to rest inside the Chavis. Maybe there we do not consider it Kamunach Dami. The Gemara says true, but I tell you, Tarti Kaboy Minei. Rav Asi really meant to ask two questions, two shailas from Rav Yechanan. And he meant to ask like this. Im Tim Tzolayim, if you want to tell me that Avir Shein Tzayef Lenuach, Lav Kamunach Dami, right, that was my first shailah. In a case where the bottom of the Kli broke, so it's called Avir Shein Tzayef Lenuach, the blood coming down is not going to eventually end up staying in the Kli. It's going to go straight through it. Still, you have a shalom that called Kemunach Dami. That was his first shalom. Now, his second shalom was, even if you want to tell me in such a case, that since it's going to fall straight through, it's not considered like it's Munach, like it rested in the Kli, it's not called a Kabbalom, but still I have a second shalom. Avish is Faisal Nuach Mai, what's going to be in a case where right now there is a bottom to the Kli, and the blood is coming down, and right now the blood is Oymed to stay there. Is that considered like it was a Kabbalah or not? That's the Shiloh. And on the second Shiloh, what a proof here, from this halacha, it says still that Mayim Chayim, that water, that Tzayis L'Nuach, we consider like it's Munach right now, it's not called Mayim Chayim anymore. So here also, for the Kabbalah, if there is a bottom to the Kli, as soon as the dam comes on top of the Kli, even though it's not inside the Kli yet, it's just all the way above the Kli, but it's Tzayis to rest, to end up in the Kli, yes, that is considered a Kabbalah right now. Now, Rav Yosef Masnohi. This is the way Rav Yosef learned the Shiloh. Rav Kana Masnohi, Kana learned like this. Rav Kana Masni Chavis Boy Minei. That they asked him a Shiloh by Chavis, or Poshid like Chavis, and he answered him a Shiloh of Chavis. But he learned that the whole Shiloh was, because he didn't know this Mishnah, Zvotan Abba Metziah. He asked him the Shiloh Guf on a case with Tzayis L'Nuach, is asked to the Kemunach Dami Nas. And he brought him a clear proof, yes, that if there's a bottom to the barrel and the water will eventually end up and stay in the barrel, it's to the Kemunach right now. That's the way Rav Kana learns it. Because Kana Masni Chavis Boy Minei, who Poshad Le Chavis. Rava Masni, Rava learned like this. Chavis Boy Minei, Yitak asked him a question about a Chavis, who Poshad Le Nizrak. He brought him a proof from a Mizrach. Rav Zitak asked the Mishala what's going to be by this Mayim Chayim when water is falling down into a Chavis. Is it considered like it's in the Chavis already? That was a Shiloh. And he answered him from the Loch of Kabbalah's down from a Mizrach. And he said like this, Iyatamada, don't you agree to me, the Mizrach Shi'ef Shaloi B'loi Zinuk, that even in the Mizrach, whenever you make a Kabbalah's Adam, like the neck of the animal, when the blood comes out of the neck and comes into the Kli, it's not like directly the Kli is right next to the neck that the dam comes straight into the Kli, but it's Iyash Shablazin, it is also a space that the blood comes out of the neck and goes through the ear and reaches on the side of the Kli and then it comes into the Kli. So Rashi explains like this, what it means to say, if you do not say Dover Shasayf L'Nuach is Kamunach Dami right now, so then when the blood leaves the neck of the animal, it goes through the ear. Later it first ends up inside the Kli, the Mizrach on the bottom. So I should say, where did the blood come from? The blood did not come from the neck of the animal, but it came through the ear, came from the ear. That should be possible. We just had before, the Kabbalah Saddam has to be from the neck itself. So it should be like the Rambam learns, that the Shidamamish have to put the Vridim inside the Kli itself. But Lamaisa, we don't do like that. And we hold this kosher even not like that. Even if the dam just comes flying down like. So why is it kosher if the dam comes flying down as long as it comes straight into the clean and not on the floor first? So who is coming through the avir? So pshat is a must be because that's pshita that avir is placed for nuach kemunach dami. So the second like it leaves the neck of the animal, it's sitted like right then it landed inside the clean. That's considered like a good kabbalah straight from the Kli, therefore Kabbalah was good. He was pushed, you have the Shiloh by Chavis, what's the Lacha by Mayim? Is it considered like it ended up right away in the Chavis or not? I'll bring you a proof from every Kabbalah, that Kabbalah Saddam is considered like it ended up in the Kli right away. Another more says, Tanan Hoftim learned the Mishnah in Purim, that not an Yodoi, oi Ragloi, oi Ola Yerokoi, in the case there was the flow of the river, the flow of water was coming down, and that water is Mayim Chayim. Now, you want to receive the water to go straight into a chavius to use this water itself for the paraduma. In other words, you want to receive the water that's flowing off the cliff like to use it for the mechatis. That's kosher. That's called mayin chayim. You're supposed to take a kli and receive the water. The gemara before we had was after the water goes into a chavius, you cannot take the water out of this chavius and put it into another chavius for kiddush miraglan. That's no good. But the first chavius, if you want to get the water to go straight into your chavius, that's okay. But let's say the flow of the water was not coming down into your barrel. So what you wanted to do was you wanted to direct the water with your hands, like on top. You put your hands there on top to direct the flow that the water should now end up to go into your barrel. That's called Nosan Yodo. You put your hand there to direct the flow of the water. Or Ragnaros, you put the foot there to direct the flow of the water. Or all of your rockets, or else you put vegetable leaves to direct the flow. In order that the flow of the water should end up now in your chavis, in your barrel. Salach is tula, it's no good, it's possible. We'll soon see why. Because it's called, it was Havai, it happened through a dover on a kabutuma. Since these things are a kabutuma, they cannot be used even to direct the water that you want to use for Mayim Chayim for the paraduma. What's going to be if you use Alei Tanim, the leaves of reeds? These are not mekabel tumah, they're not edible. The only agoizim, the leaves of nuts, kshera. These things are used to direct the water. Since they're not mekabel tumah, it's okay. The water that ended up now in the barrel is still considered water from Mayim Chayim. Zehaklal, this is the general rule that the dover ha mekabel tumah psulim. If you direct it with something that's mekabel tumah, like your hands, your feet, or the aliyah rockets, which are edible, it's eichel, it's mekabel tumah, it's psulim. For a dover shein and mekabel tumah, if you use ole kanim, ole agrezim, they're not edible, they're not food, they're not mekabel tumah, ksherim. It's kosher to use it directed for the mechatis. That's the yisai. Gemara says now, minohan emili, how do we know this yisai? The yom rabbi yechanon, mishum rabbi yaisi barabo, makor the pasuk says, ach ma yinu bo mikvei mayim, Yetohor, which means to say, have yosma de tiratei, the havai of it, shibiyai de tirat. Says, ach mayinu bo mikve mayim, yetohor. So dashma means to say, whenever you're making something, to make a dover tor, it has to be made through things that are tor, and not through things which are makabu tumah. Rashi says, have yosma the making of it. It means to have yosma and shemayim hamatarim. If you're making a mikveh, making water that's going to tire you right now, I day tirate should be made through something that's Torah and not through something that's tamei. Kishat mahavoy simlius mikveh. When you want to make a mikveh, you cannot use something from the kabel tumah to make the mikveh with it. Oy kodush, or else here you want to use this water now that's used for the mechatas to make kedusha here. The mahavoy simade dovrish and the kabel tumah has to only be if you make it through something that's not the kabel tumah. Like over here, so if you want to direct this water into the chavius to make the mechatis, it has to be directed with something that's not makabel tumah. That's called the avaya, the making of it has to be with something that's not makabel tumah and not with something that is makabel tumah. Omar Rabbi Chia, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Zoysay Meres, and here we have a proof that Av is like a Kli dummy. The Avra of a Kli is also considered like it's a Kli. The Avra of the Kli. Rashi says, why? Midiktoni, since it says, No san yodre posel. You put your hand to direct the water is posel. Tu'ena mayim shaysim miyodre le Kli, vishti yosele b'havara, kishi yosem miyodre mekalchulim apnei reichat nechavis. Afinorachi posel. What do we see? Mishi yosem miyodre le Kaleach apnei avir, hevle kilu shosus miyodre le Kli, shere yodre akneget tzvas akli munachas. For Mishiyotsu miyodin mekalchim vok neger aver. Divaku kli domi amai posel loy min aver boy loy. Like, why is the posel over here? True, your hand is directing the water, but if you tell me now, as soon as the water leaves your hand, it's considered like it ended up in the kli already, because price is kemunach domi, so it's good. It's considered the water came from your hand into the kli, so since your hand is makabotum, it's not called the avaya, ayidei taira. But if you're going to tell me it's not tzvasa kemunach dami, so when the water leaves your hand, it's not called in the kli yet. When it leaves your hand, the water goes down into the avir. So the water comes into the kli through the avir, through the air. So why is it called the Dover Makabel Tumas Vahava made it? No, the water ended up in the Kli through the Avir. The Avir, the air, is not Makabel Tumas, so it should still be Tahor. So from here we have a Raya that Mayim Shefres Vanuach is Kemunach Dami. Gemara says back no. Oh, Malay Reb Zera the Reb Chiva Rabba. So Zera said to Chiva Rabba, the Dilma maybe the case. So here we're talking about this Mishnah Poro Bishreisei, where the water is going directly from your hand into the chavis itself. Therefore, it's possible, not where you're just directing it to flow to like fall in the avir and then go into the kli. But maybe Bishreisei that the water is going directly from your hand into the kli. So you have no proof of avir kisposik and nuach. It's kumunach dummy. You don't have any proof of the kakli dummy. Or Malaysia said back to him, Pardo. Rashi says it means a shaita bowl like you fool. It says clearly in the mission over here, that what it say, we had before the mission was in the Natanan Hossam, that Nosan Yodi Ragnoy Oli Yorokas, Kede Shiavru Mayan Lachovis. It says, Kede Shiavru Mayan Lachovis Tanan. It says clearly Kede Shiavru, that the water should pass by and end up into the Chovis. Right, she says, Va'avora b'kuach mash, much of a splashing is going through the Yavir. Says mash m'kloi, the Mishnah is talking about where the water is going through the Yavir. And still it says it's possible. And so that's the good proof that we said before. Shramit, we have the proof that Avir Kli is Siddiq Kli Dami. That Sefer Munach is called Kemunach Dami. And Vaita in the Yomer Rebbe Chiyah Barabo, Yomer Rebbe Yechnon, that Meyedusa Sherebi Tzadik, from the Aegis, from what the Tzadik told us over, Nishas Mishnah Zu, from that fact, we'll soon see the case, the story over there, it was like this Mishnah in Parah. It's not learned like this, the Mishnah Idiots we learned. Said, Heyed Rabbi Tzadik, Rabbi Tzadik said over Aegis, Al HaZoichlin, running water, Zoichlin is Mayim, Chaim, running water. Sheer Kilchon, if you, Kilchon means you made it flow, you changed the flow. The only egoism that you put leaves, from not leaves there. So these things are not edible. They're not makabel tumah. So you change the flow of the zechlin with these oleagoizim, shen sherim, that it's kosher. That was the Mishnah before. It's from this halacha, the Mishnah was learned over. And zeho yemaiser biolayu, this case once happened in the city olayu, or bo maiser of nechachomim, and the case came in front of the chomim, this wachom was standing belishke sagozis, the yechshiru, and they passed under that kosher. So again, you see clearly here, the case was that you changed the kaluach, so it's not with going directly from the oleagoizim into the barrel, but rather is the flow, and you're changing the stream of the flow with these oleagoizim. Master, if you would use something else, that's not makabel, that is makabel tumah, would be possible. That's the right we're talking about now. They gather the proof that Avir Kli is Kli Dami. Because if it would have been a Dover Makabel Tumah, it would be possible. Why? Because the water is sitting coming directly off this Dover Makabel Tumah and not from the Avir. Because Avir Kli is sitting Kli Dami. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Zeira, Omer Rabbi Hatzorim Oizen Apal. If somebody comes and makes a Balmum in the Korban, he like makes a hole, or he scratches out that serum oizen apar, the ear of the power. He makes a scratch there, then makes it into a bar mum. The yachakak kibudomoy, and after he made this book school, this mum in the korbin, now he makes the kabbalah sadam. So it comes out that b'shah shchito, the korbin was kosher. But after the shchito, before the kabbalah sadam, you made the ear a scratch, so you made it a bar mum. The locher is puzzle, that the dam is puzzle, the korbin is puzzle. Even though the Shchashchita was kosher, but after the Atam, the whole thing, left with Rikas Adam. How do we know this? Shenemar Pasuk says, V'lokach midam ha'par. You have to take the blood of the par, you have to make a Kabbalah, from the par itself. So, Darshin par, Shoyi kvar, from the par that was here ready, with the same par, that had to be kosher. But Shchashchita, that same type of a par, has to also be a Bishas Kabbalah Adam. So if now it became a Balmum, the Kabbalah is possible. It must be very good. Ask your Chon Kotcha Kadoshim. You found me a possible by a Chatef, which is Kodesh Kadoshim. Kotchim Kalim, like by Shlomim, Minolon, how do we know such he said even by Korban of Kotchim Kalim? For instance, Omar Robo, Tani learned like this.
The Pasuk says, Seh Tamim Zohar Ben Shana. That the Seh should be a Tam and a Zohar and a Ben Shana. So with Ashen, Shiye Tamim, that you be complete. Well, Ben Shana should only be 1 year old, not more than a year old. The Shat Shchita. At the time of the Shchita, it has to be kosher. Very good. But the Kabbalah Baloch of Azuki, we don't have it even further. I don't know even the Shas Kabbalah. It still has to be a Tam. But it cannot be a year old. Bahalach of Azrika, Tam 11, the Pasuk says, Yiyah, the Siddashin, Kol HaViyosim LaYiyah, El Tam Ben Shana. Any avoid he has to do with it, should only be if it's still a Tam, and it's still a Ben Shana. That's his Rosh here, that even by Kachim Kalim, also it has to be Kosher, the whole time. But here the Pasuk is talking about a Korban Pesach. A Korban Pesach is a Kachim Kalim. Is it even by Kachim Kalim also? You have such a lock, it has to be Tam. Kol HaViyosra LaYiyuel HaTam U'Ben Shana. Eisle Abaye, Abaye asked the question. Said Yeshua, one of Yeshua says, Kol HaZbachim Shabbat Hero, all the Kabbonis that the Torah talk about, Shenishtayim Mehem Kizayis Bosa. If a Kizayis worth of the meat is left over, or Kizayis Chelev, or Kizayis of its fat is left over, Zerik Es Adam. Then you're allowed to make a Zerik Es Adam. So it's mashmi, even though the rest of the animal got lost already, it got burnt, something happened to it, it's not around anymore. Still, as long as there's at least one kizayis of the meat of the korb left over, you're allowed to make a zrika sadam. The parashat says that true, b'shan shchit, you made a shchita, then you made a kabbalah sadam, and before you make the zrika, something happened to the animal. So a big balmum came to the animal. Still, you're allowed to make a zrika sadam. The Chorah, we see, you do not have to have Kol HaViyosron Pishas or the Zerika, Pishas the Dalar Avedis. Chorah, it's a Tiro. So my answer is, Tirgamal Enfiyo HaBen Shana. In other words, that we learned before, that Kol HaViyosron has to be from the beginning till the end. It does not mean it has to be a Tam the whole time, but rather on the second Rach of Ben Shana, the Korban Pesach is only kosher if it's less than a year old, only during the first year. So that has to be even up until the Zman of the Zerika. Let's say the animal was born in the middle of the day, and exactly on its birthday, after the time it was born, he makes the Zerika. Then it'll be Pusel. So the din of Ben Shana, it has to be B'davka Terech the first year. But maybe for the Loch of Tam, it doesn't have to be, as long as the animal was a Tam, the Shash Shchita, even though later B'Shash Zerika is not a Tam anymore, could be the animal, could be kosher. Therefore, there's no sira to this halacha. And if I'm in the world, do like we said before then, by Kopon of the Midrash of Kol HaViyosim, will not be a sira from Rabbi Yeshua. But Rabbi Yeshua, that says that the Gaziah's boss are left over, you can make his rika, he'll dash in the process before of Yiyah, means it has to be a Ben Shana. Could the Gemara or Miyuka Midi, is it possible such a thing that the Bishah Shchita Ben Shana, at the time you made the Shchita on Erev Pesach, the Korban was in its first year. Bishah Salocha was Zerika Ben Shayim. Then by the time you made the Zerika or the Locha, it became already over a year old. Is that possible? So my Rabbi answers back, yes. So here I have a proof to say, Shoyoy, place place the Kochim. That by Kochim, the Torah gives a year limit to how old the animal has to be. It goes both to the exact hour when it was born. Like it was born on Yud-Dalet Benisin at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. So the next year, like it was born at 3 o'clock, the next year you have to bring it before 3 o'clock. If you bring it or the Zerik is on after 3 o'clock, if they're 3 years old already, it'll be poisel. That's called Shoyes, place the Kachim. Go boss of the exact hour when it was born to give it a shame. It's called the next year already. The Rashi says, the Shonu Hamur the Kodeshim. Birthday. From exactly when it was born, Lashana Bo, and learn from Sukkim over there. They wrote up the proof like that. That it was born last year, Yudal Abdisan at 3 o'clock. This year, Yudal Abdisan at 3 o'clock, the animal is possible to be used for Korban Pesach. That's his Josh, even though he made his Shchit at 2 o'clock. But if you waited to make this Rik after 3 o'clock, the animal would be kosher. Omer Rebbe Yami, Omer Rebbe Lozo, he bifnim tiragleo bachut. What's the minhag if he the animal itself was inside the Beis Hamikdash, inside the Azara, and the Ragleh, the feet of the animal, was Bachut, was outside the Azara. The Locha is like this. Chotach, Shachach Shera. If you cut off the feet of the animal in a place where it doesn't make it a Baal Nun, and now you make a Shechitit Kasher, because the Maaser now, the whole animal was inside the Azara. Rashi says, Chotach Ragleh Yachach Shachach Shera. Shloi Nisar is Dam Postal Yotzi and Dam Shem Mitzvah, Shneskama Boy Adam. And then, the Hazmid right now was a question about the Dam. That the Dam of the prophet outside Shalom Shu Yotzi in it. So what you have to do is first cut off the leg and then be Mekamba the Dam, all the Dam that's inside the Azara. And Rashi says, soon the Gemara asks the question, Chura, you're making the Baal Mum here. You're only worried about the Dam for the Chura by cutting off the leg, Ein Lechom Mum Godom Zeh, you're making the Baal Mum. And so far, that's what it says. It says the case of Hebus Nim, that the animal itself, most of the animal is inside the Azara. The Ragleh, just the foot of the animal is outside the Azara. That's what Psu Yetzai. The answer is, before you make the Shechita like, Chaytech, cut off the regal, and then make the Shechita Ksheira. What's going to be Shachat? First you made the Shechita,